This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Yeah, best show. Here we go. Tuesday night. And we have an exciting show for you tonight. We will be talking about the best and worst robots. The 25 best and 25 worst robots. So get ready. Because here comes the best show, and you, whatever's, you just get ready, because here it comes. You think you can stop it? You can't stop it. You can't stop this. You think you can stop this? No, we're the good guys. You can't stop the good guys. You think you can stop the good guys? You can't stop the good guys. Look out, suckers. It's best show time. Show, here we are, Tuesday night, starting a little late, a lot of tech problems on our end, but you know what the ironic thing is, Mike? Most people are listening to this on a podcast, they don't know, but I want to thank the squad, Pat, Martine, Dudio. All hands on deck, sorting it out, making sure the best show comes to you, and here we go, and thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Now it's best show time. What did we just hear? Oh, my goodness. What was that? You're never going to guess. What? You guessed? There's no way you guessed. What? You say that's from Coco's album, her solo album she's been talking about? She announced on this show? Yes, it is. Comes out on Merge in March. Best show getting the exclusive. I Do Love You, the song from the album, Coco Hames. Her solo album. This is a great record, man. I'm telling you. It's a good album. Great song. It's just a taste. It's just scratching the tip of the iceberg. It's like if you had an iceberg and you only scratched the tip of it. But you listen to me and you listen good. This thing comes out on Merge in March. I believe we'll get some kind of Best Show promo code to give everybody a special price on it. Let's see what we could figure that out for next week. Coco, you did it again. You did it again. I knew you could do it, but I didn't think even you exceeded what I expected. All right. What do we got going? Best show. Tonight's topic, the best and worst 25 robots of all time. I know Mike has one. Studio. Favorite or least favorite? Best and worst. You got none? All right. Yeah, I know your favorite is. K-9. This dumb toaster that they did on Doctor Who. Because look, you Doctor Who fans aren't going to want to hear this. It's not an original show at all. It just copied whatever was going on at the time. James Bond movies are popular. Suddenly Doctor Who's he's driving a fancy sports car. He's not from space as much as he's driving a car all over the place to be like James Bond. So then Star Wars blows up and then they're like, what we need is a robot. Because there's robots in Star Wars. And I'll tell you this, you get ready. Those robots in Star Wars are going to factor heavily into this list. Not all of them. I'm not going to list every robot in Star Wars. Not going to do Gronk, Gronk, Gronk. Not that guy. But the C-3PO and the R2-D2, they'll be on this thing. 25 best robots, 25 worst robots. But so the Star Wars is popular, then these Doctor Who guys are just like, we need a robot too. And then they're like, but we only have 48 pounds to make each episode. So the one guy takes his, goes over to the little kitchenette area. And he puts antennas on a toaster. Says, everyone, I want you to meet K-9. It's a dog-shaped robot. Dumbest thing I ever saw in my life. Dumbest voice. Right, Mike? What? Mike, name your favorite Doctor Who's from best to worst. My favorite Doctor Who is the one who played Kilgrave. Remember him? Which one was that, Dudio? On Jessica Jones. David Tennant. It is? Hey, he's not my favorite anymore. Sorry. The Daleks. That could be on. They could be on the list. Let's hear what Doctor Who's robot companion K-9 has to say. First of all, he's bigger than a toaster. He's more like a, what is he like? I don't know. Go. This is the K-9 playing chess.
Even simple one-dimensional chess exposes the limitations of the machine mind.
Bishop to queen six. Mistress?
Ugh. So boring. It's a Saturday at 6 o'clock, and I'm bored to tears watching PBS, the Doctor Who, Channel 13. Now, put K-9. Who's going to write this list out? Okay, Duty is going to write the list out. K-9's going to make the list. He's going to make the worst list. I'm sorry. Sorry. Who's good here, Mike? Two. Oh, and everybody, you should know this. Couple things. No more ads on the best show. We do Patreon now. That is how you support the best show. We have shifted models. Advertising is in the past. Patreon is in the present and the future. Listener support model. Go over to patreon.com/thebestshow and check it out. You give what you can. If you can give, it's all appreciated. Do what you can over at patreon.com, the best show. And there's different things for different pledge levels. It's really, pretty awesome. And people have been very generous and we appreciate it. So do what you can. And Best Show 24/7 is up and running. That is the Best Show radio station, basically. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, nonstop. Best Show, greatest hits, rarities, surprises, all sorts of stuff on there. People love it. You go to thebestshow.com. No, thebestshow.net/247. Thebestshow.net/247, 24/7. Can't go wrong. And then last but least, AP Mike's Dumb Massa shirts are back in stock. So, everybody, you can get your Massa's shirts. He was out of a couple sizes. He is stocked back up. So, what do you think about that, everyone? You finally can get that Massa's shirt you've always dreamed of. You make like you're a resident of Bayonne, too. You put the shirt on, next thing you know, you got that Bayonne hunch. Right? What's that, Mike? No, you see, you guys call it like a strut. For other people, they think it's like a weird hunch. Like, and I don't mean like a physical, like you're having a physical problem. I mean it's more just like you've been bent over at the OTB too long looking for winning tickets on the ground. And your back don't straighten up as much as it used to. Best Show.
Hi.
Hi. To whom am I speaking?
This is Amber in Brooklyn.
Amber in Brooklyn. What's up, Amber?
I got one for the topic.
Now, hold on, Amber. The topic is best and worst robots of all time.
Yes.
Tell me the robot you've got and why you think that robot makes the list.
I've got Vicky from Small Wonder.
Vicky from the show Small Wonder.
Yes.
For people who don't know, this show was one of the, maybe the cheapest sitcom ever. It was a show that where the guy builds a robot that looks like a little girl, like a little 8-year-old girl or whatever, and she talked like this the whole time, and she could like shoot lasers out of her eyes, and her brother or half brother, I don't know what you call that, he was something else, huh?
He was super annoying.
He's so annoying. Just so over the top, even by like TV annoying kid standards. Man, that kid sucked. I'm sorry. I don't know if he's out there listening. Sorry, dude, you sucked. So what, who do you have? So you have Vicky. Now, does she make the good list or the bad list?
Well, I'm sort of torn because the show is so bad. Yeah. And the writing was so bad and the projection was so bad that I just want to put her on the worst list. Mm-hmm. But as a child, I watched that show religiously. So I was very dedicated to it. So I'm like, I'm not sure, but my gut instinct is to put her on the worst list.
Yeah, your gut instinct is correct. Hey, Dudio, on the worst list, small wonder, Vicky. From Small Wonder, six. The yeah. sixth worst robot. And it was, like, weird. The show would always have these weird little touches where she'd, like, open, like, her panel and stuff. It was like, disturbing.
Super creepy.
Yeah.
Super creepy.
Very upsetting. Very upsetting.
Yeah, she was so cheaply made, too. It was like, really? This guy is like an engineer. That's his job, and this is what he came up with.
Yeah, this cheapo robot that's a kid.
And she wore the weirdest outfit, too. It was like not even normal for the 80s.
No, she's dressed like a doll.
Like, what?
She's dressed like a weird doll. All right, Vicky, you're
wait,
on the
list. One more reason oh, that wait, she's not okay. good.
Okay. Just,
well. I wanted to add that yeah. Harriet was her, you know, nemesis, and Harriet was the best.
Harriet
not
was
only,
was like a little redheaded child.
Yes.
Who was like always going at it with Vicky, and then Vicky would be like, "I think this is, I can change that," and would like freeze the. Whatever, I don't know, the SpaghettiOs
yeah.
or something.
But she, you know, she's probably in the Redhead Hall of Fame, I would assume. You'd have to check with Julie Klausner.
We would
on
have
that,
to check but with Julie Klausner whether Harriet from Small Wonder is in the Redhead Hall of Fame. All right, thanks, Amber.
All right, thanks.
Want y'all to know the phone number, 201-332-3484. And we got AP Mike here. He wants y'all to know that the Masses shirts are in stock over at apmike.bandcamp.com. We got Dudio out there. He's got his favorite. Who's a good robot on your list, Dudio? Ugh, I hate that rope. Short Circuit. Tell me why Johnny Five would make the list from Short Circuit. This. What's that? It's a robot with a great outlook on life. I'll think about it. I was going to put him on the worst. It's a fair point. All he did want to do is be alive. Pat? The big robot from Rouge One. What's that robot's name? If only people online were talking about it. K2SO? All right, K2SO. I agree. Let's put K2SO's on the best list, 14. Mike? Mike likes the robot from Lost in Space. Robbie? The robot from Lost in Space is just called The Robot?
Yeah.
All right. So you want, he's the one with that weird dome, right? I'm going to think about where he goes. Yeah. His trademark was does not compute. Yeah. Now you know how everybody feels when they're talking to you, Mike. They say does not compute. Why am I picking on Mike? He's all right. Sure, he's got his dumbasses shirts. And he told me he needs to really move these things. No special deals, but he needs to get some movement on these.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Yes, cyborgs and androids do count. Best show.
Hey, how's it going, Tom?
It's going well. To whom am I speaking?
You're speaking to Dan. I'm in Amherst, Mass.
Dan in Amherst, Massachusetts. What's up, Dan?
Yeah, I just wanted to give you a couple robots I thought might be on the best list.
That's here.
All right. It's the Joan Rivers robot from Spaceballs.
Nope.
Dot Matrix.
I gotta just say this. I don't like Spaceballs. I don't like it. Sorry.
All right.
Do you like Spaceballs? Well, do you like, look, I'll say this. This is Mel Brooks. Mel Brooks would do these things. He would do, a young Frankenstein. You could tell he saw Frankenstein the movie 100 times because he loved it, right?
Yeah.
And he's doing What?
Yeah, he was a big fan of old movies, of course, yeah.
Yeah, well, let me finish my point, Chief. What's your name again? It's not Chief, is it?
The name is Dan. Sorry about that.
That's all right, Dan, don't worry. Dan, we're talking. You don't worry, Dan. You're doing great. So, Dan, he loved, like, the thing with the Frankenstein. That's why Young Frankenstein is so great, because you could tell he loved making fun of it, right? He didn't love Star Wars, Mel Brooks. He didn't care about Star Wars. But he saw it twice. Second time he saw it, he had a notepad on his lap because he was going to do Spaceballs. He didn't care about Star Wars. There's no love in the making fun of it. It's like Mad Magazine. It's like the flipping the names of things and making it just, right?
Yeah, I see your point, but you got to hand it to Joan Rivers, though.
Why? Because she said yes to a job she was offered? I got to hand it to her. I would take the job, too. She did that. It took her 3 hours to do that work on Spaceballs. I got to hand her nothing. She was in the booth for 3 hours knocking that stuff out.
She did vacuum up the oxygen off of the, whatever that world that was that the king was on.
No, she didn't. Whoever was in that robot costume did that. Joan Rivers saw it happen when she went to the premiere. She's like, so that's what the robot is that I am in the movie. Sorry, bro. I don't like Spaceballs.
Well,
I don't like Spaceballs. I don't. It's no love. It's no love. He does Young Frankenstein. You could see every frame of that thing is just nothing but love. Bicentennial Man people are pushing for. I have that on my list. Robin Williams' character. Is that a best robot or a worst robot, guys?
Worst,
right? Three. Should we put him three? Bicentennial Man, three. You ever see Bicentennial Man, Pat? No? Any plans to see Bicentennial Man? Maybe get the gang together? You and your buddies? Sit back, watch Bicentennial Man? Because he plays a robot that, like, keeps living, and I guess, is that what it is? I don't know. That thing looks like the worst. Can you imagine Robin Williams? And look, God rest his soul. But it's very easy to forget that all people did was moan about everything he did. These were not good movies Robin Williams was making. God rest his soul, but he was making some not good movies. Bicentennial Man's definitely one of them. Right, Mike?
Not on my Netflix list.
Not on your Netflix list. I don't want to see your Netflix list. I told you the one, because you have the DVD subscription. And Mike gave me a movie he wanted me to watch, and I threw it out. That's how I learned about Strozek from Mike. First conversation of note we had. It would be like we were just very casual, very, very comfortable. Mike was screening calls. Then one week, hey, you want to check this movie out? Strozek is really funny. And then I watch it. It's the most grim, grim thing I've ever seen. I watched it, then I shut my eyes, and then I opened them, and I was on a bridge. I was on the edge of a bridge. Not sure what to do. Like looking down over the water. It was the Bayonne Bridge. It's very weird how that worked. Yeah, funny movie. If I was to recommend a funny movie to somebody, I wouldn't, you know, I'd recommend Summer Rental, Mike. John Candy, Summer Rental. Not Strozek. Especially someone you don't know that well yet. Strozek. Best show.
Hi, this is Jonah in Elgin, Illinois. Hello?
Who is this now?
This is Jonah in Elgin, Illinois.
Jonah in Illinois. What's going on tonight, Jonah?
Nothing much. I got a couple for the topic.
What robots do you have? Let's hear. I'm interested to hear.
For best, I have the Terminator.
Yeah.
And okay, well,
hold on.
Sorry,
wait,
go ahead.
Hold on. We gotta play the drama of this, Jonah. Jonah, we're not at the DMV looking to get this over with. We're looking to have the most enjoyment we can have from each of these suggestions. So. The Terminator, yeah. Put Terminator 21 on the best list. Now, who else do you have, Jonah?
For the worst, I have the GNR robot from the uncensored cover of Appetite for Destruction.
Well, now that is brilliant, Jonah. From the dirty Robert Williams cover of the album Appetite for Destruction. There was like a weird knife, it's like a sexual assault robot.
Yeah, I never knew that was the case until they repressed it.
GNR sexual assault robot number 9 on the worst list. That's a good one.
I just have one more quick thing to say. I recently saw the WFMU documentary, and I got to hand it to you because the scenes where you are working the boards and talking to people and on the computer, it's like Metalwork Lemon or something. It's just incredible watching you do the thing you do.
They do call me the Metalwork Lemon of board hopping.
Of radio in general, I would say.
Yeah. I'm the Meadowlark Lemon. Really, that's who you compare me to? Meadowlark Lemon? Not an NBA player? Meadowlark Lemon?
He was an entertainer, and you're an entertainer.
Yeah. I would like to think that I'm, if you're going to use a basketball comparison, that you'd compare me to like a basketball pro, not a basketball clown.
I'm sorry, I don't know.
Get off my phone. You had two great suggestions, and then you blew it. And look, I'll never see that WFMU movie. You couldn't. No, I'm not talking about that now. Not talking about it. They're coming back this summer, Mike. You gonna go see them? Yeah. Do you think they'll do, when they tour this summer, do you think they'll do a Sweet Child of Mine in the shows? Or do you think they'll, not put that one on the list? Where do we go? Where do we go now? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, oh, where do we go? Where do we go now? One album and done. Other one album and done people. Buckner and Garcia did Pac-Man Fever. Chipmunk Punk. That's why I put Guns. That's why I put Appetite for Destruction in with Chipmunk Punk, the Chipmunks punk album, Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Shags, Guns N' Roses. That's actually some pretty good company. Chipmunk Punk, the Shags, Appetite for Destruction. They couldn't write another album if their lives depended on it. Took them 4 years. The next thing they're doing, doo-wop covers. Since I don't have you don't have Yoo-Hoo? Somebody can't get this guy a Yoo-Hoo? It's Axl Rose. He wants some Yoo-Hoo. Best show.
Hey, this is Sean in Brooklyn.
Sean in Brooklyn. He's like a real tough guy, Sean.
Call me up, dude. Off guard with the stream delay.
That's all right, bro. Don't worry, it happened. Look, we had some tech problems. The guys went crazy fixing it. I salute them and thank them. I thank Pat and Martine and Dudio. Thank you guys for getting the show on the air tonight. Yeah, say thank you to them.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Say no, but one by one. Say thank you, Pat.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank you. Pat said you're welcome. Thank you, Martine.
Thank you, Martine.
Thank you, Dudio.
Thank you, Dudio.
And thank you, most of all, thank you, Mike.
Most of all, thank you, Mike.
For the tech work you put in.
Yeah. From the tech squad.
I tell you, that tech stuff happens. I step out. I will only be in the way. I sit out. I was sitting on the couch. I was like a bump on a log. I get out of the way. These guys are working. Want to stare at them?
Was it a chance for you to enjoy the snacks that I was eating?
Man, I didn't have any snacks. Cutting back on snacks, bro. So what do you got for tonight, Chief?
Well, I was listening to the half-hour parallel earlier today. I think for worst, what about Siri?
Siri, yes. Number four on the worst list, Siri. Siri is terrible.
Yeah. Definitely. It never gives you an answer. Just Google things for you.
Yeah. And then you see these people, they entrust everything to this dumb. Well, I don't know, look, that's a larger issue, but people hand in the keys to everything over to this phone.
Yeah. It's the mother box from, Jack Kirby, right?
Yeah. You're right. Yeah. You get it.
The fourth world.
All right, bro. Anything else?
Yeah. If I could, just for best, is Roy Batty.
Who now?
Roy Batty, Rutger Hauer, and Blade Runner.
Yeah, let's put Rutger Hauer on the thing. 15?
In terms of best? From Blade Runner.
Yeah.
Not Rutger Hauer. His character, what's his name, Roy?
Roy Batty.
Roy Batty. Rutger Hauer is not an android or a robot, guys. Mike, you know what? We're not entirely sure. It could be an android. There's only one way to find out, right?
Yeah, he had that bone structure.
He did have that bone structure. Yeah.
All right, and then just one that I couldn't even tell which way it should go is Paulie's robot from Rocky IV.
Look, we're going to get to Paulie's robot. You had your moment of glory. You had your moment of glory already with the ones you suggested. Take your time with Paulie's robot. The whole thing builds. So what do you think? I'm doing this show. You think I'm going to forget Paulie's robot?
I know. Me and my buddies were texting about it after we saw the topic, and I can think of one more I won't say out loud that I'm sure I'm excited to see featured on the list.
The one what the what?
I there's one more that I'm sure will be popping up on the list. I'm excited to listen back to the podcast.
Is this robot gold?
It'll be robot. Yeah, someone that I'm sure you'll mention. We'll just, you know, he'll mow down the competition.
He's made of gold, right?
Who
are you thinking of?
I'm saying someone I didn't want to blow it, but someone I'm looking forward to, and I will just say he'll mow down the competition.
Now I'm confused. What are you talking
about? I am Chappie.
Chappie will be on there. Don't worry.
Yeah, okay. That's what I was looking forward to.
Yeah, don't worry, Chappie. All right, thanks, bud. Best show.
Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
This is maybe not the best robot. I'm thinking somewhere deep in the list, maybe between like 17 and 25.
On the best or worst list?
On the best.
All right.
You know TARS from Interstellar?
Hold on. Interstellar, the Matthew McConaughey movie?
The Matthew McConaughey movie is correct.
The one I saw in a theater 2 weeks after my father died, and no one told me to not go see it because
I wasn't even listening at the time.
It wasn't a space movie. Just like, no, let's go see this.
Maybe it should be on the worst then at that case.
No, but it was fine. Then I go, let's go to the movies, take my mind off things. Movie literally about parents.
Yeah, right.
Trying to get back. I'm bawling my eyes out in the theater. Thanks for the heads up, everyone, on that one. So, I don't know what robot was in Interstellar. I can't remember.
It was like a giant rectangle that talked and would say like clever and witty things. But I remember there's a scene where they're on the planet where there's like the giant waves that are crashing down, and this robot goes charging through the water to save whoever Matthew McConaughey was playing in the movie, I think, or whatnot. That was a pretty cool thing that he was doing.
He had some good stuff in that movie. I can't remember it. I can't remember. Sorry.
Yeah, maybe it's not worth it. Maybe it's not for the list.
Might not make the list. Case. Sorry, Interstellar Robot.
It's okay.
Thanks, Brian.
And then...
What do you got? You got something else? You're still there. I got you. Hey! Don't hang up yet. Is he gone? He's gone. I wasn't gone. Yeah, I didn't mean to. Best show.
Hey, Tom. It's Matt from Oakland.
It's who from Oakland?
Matt.
Matt from Oakland. What's up, Matt?
I just want to talk about Yul Brynner.
Yul Brynner.
As the best robot.
From The King and I.
From Westworld.
What's that? From Westworld.
From Westworld, the original Westworld. I know it's popular now, but he was the OG robot.
Yes, he was, because he was a cowboy on that.
Yes, sir.
I never saw the movie Westworld.
You don't have to. All you have to have done is spent time in a video store as a child and been terrified by the cover of Westworld for Yul Brynner to have left an indelible mark on your psyche.
I didn't. I know the image. Is Zardoz is not a robot though, right?
No, that was a real
right. Zardoz. Yeah. Remember Zardoz?
But I think that because Westworld is enjoying a renaissance of sorts, that Yul Brynner deserves the credit for one of the best robots.
I'm going to have to take your word for it on this.
Well, and then I have one for the worst as well, if I may.
Well, hold on a second. On Twitter, Tony, whose name is Illuminated Man, just suggested something. An amazing one for the list. From Get a Life, Paperboy 2000.
That beats mine.
The computerized paperboy that was going to put Chris out of business. The Paperboy 2000.
Well,
hold on. Paperboy 2000, can you put him at 9, please? On the best list? Now, Matt?
Yes, sir.
Where are you calling from again?
Oakland.
Have you called before?
No, sir.
You have.
Can I,
give
you my worst?
It's fair that you call again. I don't want you to identify yourself. I'm sure you got in a lot of trouble last time. Right? Did you get in trouble last time? Look, I'm not even going to...
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
Okay, we're not going to even talk about it then. We're not going to talk about it, Matt. But all I want us to say is I appreciate it. And
yes, sir.
I think you are so... You are in my personal Hall of Fame for what you did by calling.
Wow, that's for as long as I've been listening to you, that means a lot.
Yeah, so just realize we're not gonna get specific with anything. You're not gonna get in trouble. No one. This is Matt from the Bay Area.
Yep.
So what else do you have, Matt?
The worst robot was Joe Isuzu.
Wait, Joe Isuzu was a robot?
Yeah, it was like early CGI, right?
Wait, the guy from the Isuzu commercials?
Well, yeah, the story that I'd always heard is the guy David Leisure who died, but they were so indebted to him that they did the rest of the commercials with him with like primitive CGI, but it. It was obvious, and it was super creepy.
I don't know about that. This is news to me. I have something I need to find out more about. David Isuzu died, and they kept the commercials going. But that's a CGI thing. They didn't literally build a robot of him.
Well, it's hard to tell. I mean, you know, given how, you know, herky-jerky all the movements were and everything, it really looked like just a bad... you know, sort of animatronic pizza parlor robot towards the end.
Matt, I'm going to have to overrule you on that one.
Okay.
What do you think about this on the list? What's that robot that played chess, Big Blue?
Oh, the one that beat the
Deep Blue
champion.
Deep Blue. Is that his name? Deep Blue. Who would you rather hang out with, Deep Blue or Deep Roy? I know I'd rather hang out with Deep Roy. He played every Oompa Loompa in that Tim Burton. That dude should have won an Oscar that year for playing every. That dude should win something. He played every Oompa Loompa in that horrifying Willy Wonka remake. And he also played the greatest character on Eastbound and Down. Remember in season 2 when he was in Mexico?
No, I never saw that. I'm sorry.
You don't watch it? No, look, I want to... Can't say anything. Boop, boop, boop. Bite your tongue. Look, you should check it out. Check it out.
I'll check it out. I'll ask some of my friends if they've seen it.
Yeah, ask some of your friends.
Will do.
Will you ever... I can't even do that. Just email me. We'll talk privately. How about that?
Sounds great.
All right.
Appreciate it, Tom.
Of course, Matt. You have a grand evening.
You as well. Bye-bye.
But Deep Blue, the robot from the chess match, right? He should be on the worst list. Where should we put him? Pat? 10. Yeah, Deep Blue, 10. On the worst list. Huh? A Jeopardy robot. I don't know about a Jeopardy robot. Jeopardy robot. I don't know. Best show.
Yo, what's up? This the host?
This is the host, yes.
What's going on, bro?
Bro, this is... we're doing the show, bro. Who's this?
You don't know who this is, do you, bro?
Yeah, bro, I don't know who this is, bro.
It's Blotch.
What?
Come on, seriously, bro?
Bro. Yeah.
Sounds like you need to cash a reality check, bro. Let me take you to Rat Academy, all right? Round and round. Body talk. Wanted man. You're in love?
Okay, wait. You said Blotz?
The Blotz, yeah.
The Blotz, okay. Is this Bobby Blotzer? This is the Bobby Blotzer, the former drummer from Rat?
Former? Look, I can't get into that right now, okay? But, look, listen, bro. One of my many sick Rat maniacs sent me a link to an interview that I did with Eddie Trunk on your radio show a couple weeks ago, and I'm really confused about it because I don't remember doing it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I can actually explain that. That was actually me and a caller doing impressions. He was doing an impression of you. That actually wasn't real.
Okay. All right, man. That really clears things up. You know, because I listened to other parts of the show, and I was thinking, you know, with the total lack of production values and the voice modulator you had gone and the seemingly endless parade of mutants who called in, that this thing has to be some kind of joke, right? I mean, there's no way Blotz does interviews on stations that don't reach at least 20 million listeners.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, geez, I'm sorry, Blotz, that we don't reach 20 million listeners.
That's how I roll, man.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I do respect what you did, because, you know, I love comedy, too, bro.
Really? You're a comedy fan, Bobby?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Huh. That's strange to think that Bobby Blotzer likes comedy. You know, you think,
sure do, man.
You think of, like, a metal guy like that. You think, I don't always think of, like, you focusing on like, the laughs. Like, who do you like?
Oh, you know, all the cool stuff. You know, I like Chris D'Elia, Dr. Dirty John Valby, who else? You know, Sam Kinison, still the master. I like Jeff Dunham. I tell you, though, I cannot stand his daughter, Lena Dunham.
Uh-huh.
Total drag, man.
Don't know if that's his...
Never catch her at one of my shows.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So never... Yeah, you're right. Probably will never catch Lena Dunham at a Rat show.
She wants to come, too, though, bro. I've heard.
Okay.
Yeah. Who else? Carlos Mencia. He's great. That one comedian who smashed the guitar over the heckler's head. What's his name? Do you remember?
I don't know if anybody knows that guy's name from that YouTube clip.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah. Joe Rogan. Mark Russell. The big man, Steve Harvey. You know, he's very politically in tune. You know, he's probably our greatest social commentator.
Steve Harvey.
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Anyone else?
Who else? Daniel Tosh, he's great.
Sure.
That one comedian who took a number one on that heckler's head. Remember that? It's great. Pete Holmes.
Okay.
Gabriel Iglesias.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they call him Fluffy.
They call Gabriel Iglesias Fluffy.
That's right, bro.
That's his nickname.
Yeah, okay. I can't stand his father, though. Julio?
Uh-huh. He's a drag. Yeah, I don't think that's his... Okay.
He wants to jam with me, man. He wants to jam.
Julio Iglesias wants to jam with a rat.
Yeah, he sends demos and stuff of him doing, you know, round and round.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And for people who don't know, Rat is a metal band. You guys were popular.
We're not just metal, man. We're rat and roll.
And you had a lot of hits in the 80s, but it's been kind of thin soup from that point on.
Hey, how dare you?
Uh-huh.
You shut up.
Okay, well, look, I just want to give some context for the listeners. And you're the drummer of Rat, or was former. Look, you said you can't get into
that. I can't get into that right now. You know, some legal-ass hit going down, bro.
I'll respect that. Any other comedians who you enjoy?
Oh, man, I love that one comedian who took a heckler into the alley and beat him within an inch of his life. What was that dude's name, bro?
I don't know that guy's name.
Who else? I love this guy, Andy Kindler. He's great.
Wait, Andy Kindler?
Yeah, yeah.
You like Andy Kindler?
I sure do, bro.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's my favorite.
Okay.
I love this thing that he does, bro. It's called the State of the Industry Address.
Mm-hmm.
So cool, man. My favorite joke of his is, you know, he goes, you know, Jay Leno, bro, he has this car that runs on not touching his Tonight Show money.
Yeah, that's one of his big jokes.
Love that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know I like him?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I guess you didn't get the memo that I like Andy Kindler. You did not get the memo.
Yeah, I guess I didn't get the memo. You send, really, I don't know if comedy is your thing necessarily. It sounds like the phrasing, you might want to leave that to Andy and the rest of your comedy heroes to do the laugh. You might want to stick to drumming, no offense, Bobby.
You know what? I'll tell you right now, just for that, you're never going to be on Blotz's Burgers.
On what?
Blotz's Burgers, bro.
Blotz's Burgers.
Yeah.
Not Bob's Burgers.
No, Blotz's Burgers.
Okay, what is Blotz's Burgers?
Well, you know, it's a cartoon about a legendary rock star who, after making countless millions on the road and going platinum countless times, he decides that, you know, he longs for a simpler life, right, bro?
Okay.
A life that doesn't involve sold-out stadiums or countless screaming women pulling their shirts off every time the legendary rock star, whose name is simply Blotz, every time he waves his finger in their direction, right?
Uh-huh, okay.
So what does Blotz do, right?
Okay.
He opens a burger joint in a regular part of town, just like a regular person. He's working the grill every day, making burgers for the customers. Sounds like a normal life, right, bro?
Sure. Yeah, it does sound like a normal life to be working the grill.
Normal guy making burgers for completely normal people.
Uh-huh.
But now here's the crazy part. The part you're never going to guess.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, since you've said the word normal about 11 times,
right?
I think I can guess the twist.
What do you think it is?
It's probably that the customers are not as normal as you might think.
Wait, have you seen this thing?
I have not seen it, Blotz.
Bro, get real with Blotz, bro. Come on. Did you see it or not?
Blotz, I didn't see it.
That's cool. Well, yeah, the customers are as weird as anyone from Blotz's rock and roll days of playing countless stadiums and getting countless HJs from countless groupies. What?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then suddenly Blotz is like, bro, what happened to my normal life I was trying to get? These customers are weirder than anything I've ever dealt with.
Uh-huh.
And, host, who are the customers?
Yeah, well, please, tell me about these insane customers.
Well, for starters, there's the guy who always orders a cheeseburger. And then, like, right in the middle of, like, he comes in every day for, like, 3 months or so, and then he changes it to a hamburger at the last second.
Okay, all right.
Pretty crazy, right?
Uh-huh.
Then there's this wacko who eats his food standing up.
Wow.
I tell you, man, you don't even get me started on the guy who asked for extra pickles.
Okay, I won't. I won't get you started on that guy.
Crazy stuff, right, bro?
Yeah. Well, Blotz, I gotta say, this sounds This sounds truly unoriginal and terrible. I'm not sure if it's more terrible than unoriginal.
Hey, you know, bro, you keep working my nerve like that, you're going to get blotsanguinated.
Well, I'm sorry, what's that?
You're going to get blotsanguinated.
What is blotsanguinated?
Well, check it out, bro. That's when a millionaire rock star who plays to 10,000 rat maniacs every night and gets upwards and beyond $35,000 guarantees, he cuts holes in the bottoms of your feet, and then he drums from your head to your toes, slowly draining the blood from your ape body.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's charming. That's really nice, Bobby, to threaten me like that.
Hi, this is Del Bacali, Mr. Blotzer's attorney.
Okay.
I've advised my client to step away from the phone and take a Blotz break for the next few minutes.
Uh-huh. So you're his lawyer.
That's true,
you're
yes.
Bobby Blotzer's lawyer.
Yes.
And have you been listening this whole time?
I sure have, yes. My client, he's a bit of a blotzhead, and he's very passionate about a myriad of topics. And if he feels riled or backed into a corner, he will go into full blotz mode and, you know, get kind of not violent, but, you know, he gets a little aggressive. But, you know, deep down, he's really a pussy blotz.
Yeah, well, that pussy cat threatened to drain me of all my blood.
Well, technically the medical term is blotsanguination.
That's the medical. So that's...
Oh, yes.
All right, so I didn't realize he had some medical experience.
Oh, yeah, he's a male nurse. He's trained.
So Bobby Blotzer from mm-hmm. the drummer from Rat.
Yes.
The 80s hair metal band is also doing an animated show,
mm-hmm.
and is also a male nurse.
Oh yeah,
well.
There have been times that he's had to stop during a show because he's gotten a page on his beeper, mm-hmm. and he has to drive into town, you know, from the amphitheater where Rat is playing to go do the Heimlich maneuver on someone.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you're repping a real. Real jack of all trades there in terms of him being kind of able to do all sorts of things like that.
Hey, you know, you can't talk to me like that.
Wait, hold on. I can't talk to you that way.
Yeah.
Why is that I can't talk to you the way I'm talking?
Because I'm the man behind the most asked for Christmas gift of 2016.
Uh-huh.
That's why.
Oh, that's why. Okay, well, excuse me for not knowing that. Please tell me more about this Christmas gift.
Well, you are talking to the inventor / spokesman of potty basketball.
Potty basketball.
Yes.
You know, there was a guy who called like 2 weeks ago from the Newbridge State Pen and mentioned this.
Oh, yeah, that was my other client, Rick.
Uh-huh. Rick.
Yeah.
The guy who was accused of murdering baseball legend Gus Brennan. Because Rick said that you, his lawyer, had told him that he could shave 25 years off a sentence that was like 250 years.
Yeah, that's not happening. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's... There's no way that's going to happen. I'll tell you, he's as guilty of murder as you are of committing crimes against quality radio.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't appreciate you zinging me like that. And I also, for the record, Rick actually is not guilty. He had laid out the whole plan on this show, how he was going to set himself up, but also have his alibi ready to go.
Well, you know, from what I can gather, nobody listens to your show, and all recorded evidence from that show was destroyed by us. I mean, by the Colonelino family.
Mm-hmm. Wait, did you just admit to being...
Hey, you know, I heard someone on your show talking about that movie Collateral Beauty and how someone in the movie says the title like 7 or 8 times.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Let's think of other movies where someone says the name of the movie in the movie.
where people say the name of the movie in the movie. Well, I mean, the one of the biggest is Chinatown, when the cop says, "Forget it, Jake. This is Chinatown."
Oh, that's a good one. Let me think of one.
Do you have one?
I do, yes. Please help me, Godfather Part 2. I'm down on my knees begging for your mercy here.
Okay, I don't think that's how that went. I don't think he said Godfather Part 2.
I think he did.
Yeah, I'm pretty certain he was not known as the Godfather Part 2 in Godfather Part 2.
Okay, well, do you have another one?
Another biggie is when in the movie E.T., when he would say, "E.T., phone home."
He says his own name in that?
Yes.
Oh. Huh. Oh, here's one. "You will not speak to me like that. I am Citizen Kane and I have rights."
Okay. That, again, he did not refer to himself as Citizen Kane.
Sure he did, all throughout the movie.
No, his name was what, Charles Foster Kane? But Citizen Kane is the... Okay, that's that one.
All right.
Yeah, okay. It's not accurate.
All right, how about this one? "It's so hot out there, Sal. It's a full-on dog day afternoon, don't you know? Now go get them pizzas that those cops brought us."
Almost positive that one is not accurate.
Well, we can argue about this all night. All right, what about this one? "What can you do? These are close encounters of the third kind, my man. And there ain't a damn thing we can do about it up in this piece."
Okay, I'll say this. Even if they said close encounters of the third kind in that part of the movie, I think they might have referred to the idea of that there were different close encounters, different rankings. I don't know if they ever said close encounters of the third kind together, like the title, anywhere in the movie. But I'm pretty certain that in Close Encounters of the Third Kind, nobody was using the phrase "up in this piece."
Sure they were.
Not in 77. No one was.
I think they were. I think, doesn't what's his name say in Network when he's doing that? He's doing the tirade against TV.
When what's his name from
the old dude who died that year and they gave him the Oscar because he died?
Yeah, Peter
Finch.
Finch, yeah.
He says "up in this piece."
He didn't say "up in this piece." And
well, we could argue about that all night, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, but you know what?
What?
You really need to stop disrespecting me.
I'm not disrespecting you.
You are, and I'll tell you why. Because Potty Basketball is taking this nation by storm, and it's only going to get bigger, and you're going to get left in the dust.
Well, let me just say, for people who aren't sure what Potty Basketball is, it's basically, it's a game you play from your toy.
It's a sport you play.
It's a sport you play. Your words, not mine. From while you're sitting on a toilet. And I just have to say, I'm going to outright question your claim that it's only going to get bigger and bigger. It seems like something that is going to just, it's a passing fad at best.
Not at all. No, are you kidding? Look, teams are forming all over the country. And I've heard tell of Potty Basketball gangs, like in the hit film The Warriors.
Gangs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of Potty Basketball fans.
Absolutely, yeah. And I'll tell you, I hate that I'm doing this on a high school radio station. But right now,
It's not a high school.
I am officially announcing the formation of Nappable.
Nappable?
Yes.
What is Nappable?
It is the National Association of Professional Potty Basketball Players League.
Nappable.
Yep.
National Association
of
Professional
Potty
Basketball Players League.
Yes.
So it's a, I take the most umbrage with players being added in so late into your, the title of your league.
What do you mean?
It's like, I think that's the one. The National Association of Professional Potty Basketball Players League, NAPA Bowl.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Rolls off the tongue,
don't it? It does not roll off the tongue at all. And, it's maybe the dumbest name I've ever heard for anything.
Well, they said the same thing about NUFL.
Uh-huh. NUFL. What is NUFL?
The National Football League.
No. No, that's the NFL. Nobody's ever called it NUFL.
I think they still call it that. I hear pronounced like that every day.
Nobody calls it NUFL.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, we can argue about that all night, I guess.
I guess we sure could.
Yeah. You know, we've actually staged a few matches recently, and they're very exciting.
A few potty basketball matches.
Yes. You won't believe what these guys can do with their balls while they're seated on a toilet.
Ugh. Okay, I'm going to just please, Del, caution you, if I could, against explicit language.
Sure, fair enough. You know, I would love for you to be our play-by-play announcer.
For Nappable.
Yes, yeah. You know, of course, you have to do a quick audition, but, you know, that's a formality as far as I'm concerned. You've got it. It's just something for me to show the board of directors.
I don't know if this is a good fit, Del.
It's great money. I mean, it's really great money. You'd be getting as much as, like, Bob Costas or Al Michaels.
Really?
It's that big.
Wow. That kind of money.
Yep.
Really? So I'd be getting that kind of... Because, look, I like money. You know that.
I know. Well, yes. That's what they say about you.
I would... I'm not above it. I would say, though, how could I audition if we're talking about that kind of... money.
Well, I just sent you a YouTube link to a match between the Hartford Deuces and the Nashville Guitar-Shaped Toilet Seats. I think I have the right email address. RadioApe@the.net.
Yes, that's right. RadioApe@the.net.
Yeah. The first two are pronounced as period.
Yes, yes. I know. It's my email address. Okay. Yeah, here it is.
Cool. So just pull up the video and do a play-by-play of what you see. Okay. I know you're a huge pro basketball fan.
I am, yes.
You know, so it's just like that, only better, you know, because all the players are on toilets.
Okay. All right. Let me take a little sip of something here.
Yeah, yeah. Really get into it, too, because it's exciting, and, you know, you want to sell it to the fans.
Okay, here we go.
All right, here we go.
Unique New York. Let me just loosen up my...
Yeah, yeah.
Unique New York. Okay, here we go. Okay, everybody, welcome to Napa Bowl. Big match tonight. Looks like... the arena, it's kind of, the arena that we're in for the game, the court is designed to look like the bathroom of an arena, and, it's actually a pretty full house tonight. A lot of fans in attendance for tonight's match, a lot more than I would have thought would be at a thing like this.
Oh, you know what? Those are actually prisoners that we bust in.
Prisoners.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. there's a row of toilets facing another row of toilets, as everyone knows. The match is... Oh, here come the players. And they don't exactly look like athletes in the traditional sense, but they are in uniform. And, oh no. They just dropped their shorts. And now they're all sitting on the... toilets. And the ref blew the opening whistle, and here we go. Oh, my God. Why do they have to jump like that? They keep jumping up.
This is great. Keep going.
And this one guy's, like, spinning around before dunk. Ugh. before he dunks a potty basketball, he keeps spinning around. Oh, it's so... Well, I gotta say, the ball movement is surprisingly good, though. They're passing it back and forth with much crisper passes than I would have thought.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, this one guy's all up off the toilet. He's up off the toilet. He's running around with the ball. He's trying to do like a windmill. Look, this is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen.
That was great. It's scintillating athleticism, isn't it?
No, I don't know.
Well, I thought you were great. You got the job as far as I'm concerned. I think you really sold it.
Well, I could use the gig. I do have to say, Del, I could use the gig. So maybe it's the kind of thing I learned to love. I don't know.
I think you can. I mean, you sound great at it already. And believe me, you want to hitch your wagon to the star.
Okay?
Because this is just the first brick in my whole Pottyman empire.
Oh, please what? Don't tell me you just said Pottyman empire.
I sure as F did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, please, now I have to hear more about your Pottyman empire.
I knew you'd get intrigued. All right, well, put on your toilet seat belt and listen up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm also commissioning a whole bevy of potty basketball movies.
Okay.
Yeah, so by the time I'm done with that place, it's going to be called Pottywood.
Oh, all right, so that's what kind of movies are we talking about here?
Well, they're all kind of inspired by other movies. The first one we're putting out is called Sit Hard. It's like a tweak on Die Hard.
So it's like Die Hard, but with someone sitting on a toilet.
Well, and playing potty basketball, yeah.
And playing potty basketball with...
Yeah. We have another one called Toilet Face, where the main character says, get ready to meet my little potty basketball.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's like scary. That's like a Scarface kind
it
of.
It is, yes, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Also one called A Potty Basketball Court Named Desire.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's one called Guardians of Potty Basketball.
Uh-huh. Instead of the galaxy, they're guarding...
They're the potty basketball
yeah,
court.
Yeah, they're the guardians of a potty basketball court.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd buy tickets for those, right?
For those like, movies?
Like group tickets?
Well, I guess it depends on it would depend.
Okay, that's fair enough. But you know what? I'm not just doing potty fair.
Oh, okay.
I'm a total Renaissance man.
Please.
I've got my thick, meaty fingers and a whole bunch of meaty pies.
I really don't like.
You never heard those expressions?
No, you know what? No, I haven't, and I'd prefer that I wish it could have been how it was before.
You like the old days?
Well, just that I didn't hear what you
said. Oh, I see.
Just, yeah.
Before I said meaty fingers and meaty pies.
Yeah.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
What else do you have going on in this Potty Man empire of yours?
Well, for starters, my Tomb Raider video game is going to be massive.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tomb Raider is actually a pretty established franchise in video games. So I hate to break it to you, but somebody beat you to the punch already with Tomb Raider.
I didn't say Tomb Raider, you nuts yuckle. I said Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider.
Yes.
What on earth is Tomb Raider?
It's exactly what it sounds like. The child makes his way through a well-lit graveyard, and he rates the tombs based on, you know, like darkness, eeriness, thickness of cobwebs, etc.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Hey.
I'm sorry.
Maybe you're the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Well, maybe I am. Then we'd be tied for dumbest thing.
I'm going to write that down. It's a great phrase. It's not unwieldy at all. Uh-huh. No, that's a movie. Who was in that movie?
Maybe we'd be tied for dumbest thing?
Yes.
It was
Jackie Earle Haley.
Jackie Earle Haley. Matthew Modine.
Yes.
Was in it. I think Maria Conchita Alonso.
I think she was too. So that's when she was getting tons of movies.
Yes.
And I think it was on the heels of Breaking Away, so it was another like bicycle themed one.
Yeah.
For Jack Errol Haley.
Yeah, I guess that's when he was worried. I remember about being typecast as a local bicyclist.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep.
In movies.
Small town cyclist. I think that was what that's what his biography was called. I think Byron Coley wrote that.
He wrote the Jack Errol Haley book.
He did.
Okay. Well, I'll look for that on the secondary market.
Maybe a poster for it will show up at some point. Who knows?
That seems very unlikely.
I wonder.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I've also got my meaty fingers in some steaming music pies also. Hello?
Like what?
Well, I managed several... Wait, what is that?
What?
I dropped my change purse.
Uh-huh.
I still use those things. They look like candy. Remember this one? You were a kid.
Like a little change purse.
And you squeeze it and it opens up, but it's like red and it's like plastic, but it looks like candy.
And you could probably hold about like 8 coins in it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I dropped mine.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I managed several new, very exciting, very current bands.
Okay, like who?
The Derps, The Garbage Fire, I Threw Up in My Mouth, who else? The Garbage People, these two creeps, It Is What It Is, The Trash People, All the Feels, that thing where Nightmare Person, this, it's this period,
okay.
Because Candy, this period is period everything, who else? The Dumpster Fire, So Much This, Because Coffee, Total Badass, I Can't Even, This, 24/7, Because Adult, Nope, and Shut It Down. That's probably our biggest band.
Shut It Down.
Yes.
So those are all bands you manage.
Yes, yeah. And most of them are playing Trump's inauguration.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's having an indie rock ball.
And there's an indie rock ball is going to be a part of the inauguration.
Yes, Eddie Trunk is hosting it.
Well, I would not think that was his area of expertise.
Oh, it's not. He's got this guy named Joe Show who was kind of going to guide him through it. Apparently.
Oh well, thank goodness. At least he's got an expert there to help him. And I also can understand why they would hire him, because there's no one else who could speak on behalf of indie rock.
He's the only rock and roll host out there, apparently.
Sure. Yeah.
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 Right.
So,
you know, but mark my words, we're still going to be talking about all the bands I just mentioned in 5 years.
Really?
Now, 100% of these bands won't be playing music in 2 years. They're all going to go back to law or cooking school, you know, or marry somebody with a ton of money.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, but it's great because I'm also a divorce lawyer, so when these guys get kicked out of their houses in 6 years because their wives found their burner phones, I'm in the money.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah. I got to say, it sounds a little opportunistic from you, and it's pretty creepy that's you already have an angle mapped out this early.
You know, just for that, I'm not going to defend you on your charges.
On my charges?
Yeah.
What charges?
Oh, just a little something called flagrantly aggravated attempt at whole town murder. That's all.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, please, Del, tell me more about what flagrantly aggravated attempted whole town murder?
Yes.
Tell me what that is.
Well, it's exactly what it sounds like. Exactly what you describe in your threat.
Uh-huh. In my threat. Okay, it's sing-songy when you said the word threat there. But I truly have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, let's give something a little listen here, okay?
Oh, okay.
This Friday, I am going to flood all Newbridge with a tidal wave of molten chocolate from the Kern Candy Factory. The entire town and all of its hopeless, flagrantly stupid mutants will perish, and I will be long gone with the money I stole from the Bank of Newbridge. Mwah,
Well, okay, I truly cannot believe what I just heard. And
you said it.
Well, nobody would buy that for a second. That was one of the worst edited things I've ever heard. You clearly are just pulling sound clips from me talking and chuckling.
Hey, I edited that, bro.
What's that?
Bobby, shut up!
Wait, who? Wait. Bobby Blotzer?
Yeah, this is Blotz.
You edited that?
I did, yeah. Yeah, I'm getting really good at Pro Tools, bro.
Okay. Yeah, well.
Hey, man, you said it. I guess you're in big trouble, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got to say, you're clearly trying to set me up. And Bobby Blotzer, it sounds like you are not smart enough to keep the thing a secret.
Look, you're just mad because you got Clifforded.
Uh-huh. Because I got what?
Clifforded.
Oh, yes. I see what you're saying. Yes. From the movie Clifford, when he frames, when Clifford, the 10-year-old boy played by Martin Short, frames Charles Grodin, he edits together some things he said on his answering machine and then leaves it as his outgoing message. Where he says, "Hey, this is Martin Daniels, and I got a bomb under City Hall." And yeah, but
I love that movie, bro.
You love it. How do you, I wouldn't think you'd know about Clifford.
I told you I was into comedy, man. Uh-huh. Yeah, I love that part where, oh man, where the one part where he goes, where Charles Grodin goes, "Can you just act like a normal boy?"
Uh huh. Yeah.
And then the other part where Mary Steenburgen, she is talking to Charles Grodin, and he's all, you know, she thinks he don't like kids, right, bro?
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes, "I love kids. I have a nephew I love." And she goes, "Oh, what's his name, bro?" And he goes, "I want to say Michael."
I don't think it was Michael. I think it was, I want to say Mason. Well, look, great. Glad you're such a fan of the movie, but I got to ask you, with the recording you just played, the frame-up recording you just played there, I have never done that villain sound, that thing in my life. How did you find that?
Oh, you know, while Dell was fooling you about the, you know, the Tales of Potty Basketball,
yeah,
I went through your dumb old shows and I grabbed stuff, and the more was a composite of you saying, when something called Dudio brought you a cupcake, and the part was you eating the cupcake. It was like you were MLing with that thing, man. It's sick stuff, bro.
Ugh, yuck. I don't like this at all.
Hi, it's Del again. I will say this recording won't find its way onto Officer Harrop's desk or his inbox if you agree to be Napable's play-by-play man.
Well, I got to say, Dell and Blotz, there is no way on earth that Officer Harrop's could possibly think that horribly edited clip is real.
Well, I guess someone didn't see the awards issue of Lawman Monthly. Officer Harrop was voted America's most gullible lawman for the 17th straight year. 17 in a row.
For the 17th straight year?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's okay.
Look, bro, you better do what Dell says, or I'm going to make you ride a dinosaur roller coaster at faster and faster speeds until you implode, bro.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you're gonna get back at me by, you're gonna continue with the Clifford references to get back at me, and put me on a roller coaster.
That's right.
Like the final scene in Clifford.
That's right. I'll tell you what, you are not in luck, because the only remaining functioning dinosaur roller coaster in the USA,
yeah,
is in the Kernland Amusement Park and Children's Bible Prison. In that dump of a town that you live in, Newbridge, New Jersey.
In the dump, okay.
That's right. Nice. So basically, you just signed your own death warrant, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that, well, first of all, it's death warrant, yeah, you idiot.
No, man, warrant sucks.
Uh-huh. Oh, warrant. Look, I actually agree with you on that, that the band Warrant do suck.
Thanks, bro.
Uh-huh. But can I just say, Bobby?
Yeah, man.
You're Bobby Blotzer.
Yeah, that's my name, bro.
Yeah. I gotta say, it's almost a thing where you could have been named that because of how you look and act. But it's almost like a name as dumb as Bobby Blotzer was created, and then you showed up to match the name.
I get that. I think it's cool that what you just said.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm not impressed by you at all.
Well, I'm not impressed by you.
Uh-huh, okay.
And you know what?
What?
I'd leave right now to go to Newbridge, New Jersey to put you on that roller coaster if I wasn't about to go on stage to play to 18,000 screaming rat maniacs here in Western Maine, bro.
18,000 rat fans.
That's right, that's right. But believe you me, man, the Blotz is coming to get you.
Oh, I'm so scared.
Coming to get you, bro. Oh, man. The lights just went down. I never get tired of the rush I feel when those lights go down and that crowd goes nuts.
At a rat concert.
That's right.
In 2017.
That's right. Here we go, man.
18,000 people tonight.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Bobby.
Bobby. Oh, what's your name? Let's hear it, boy! Come on, let's hear it! Go crazy, mother! You MF? Here we go!
Okay. All right, so. Well, that's a new turn of events. That Bobby Blotzer, the drummer from Rat, is apparently coming to Newbridge. You know? It's a weird world, man. Lilliput. Lilliput, as the late, great Mel Allen would say. How about that? Remember Mel Allen? No, me neither. Oh, hold on. There it is. Work. Do as I tell you, computer. Yes. And that is taken from the Lilliput / Kleenex album. I think they were Kleenex at that point. Two LP set reissued by Kill Rock Stars. Classic. Kleenex became Lilliput because I believe the Tissue Company did not like it. Ain't You, the name of that song, on Kill Rock Stars. I saw Oh Hello last week. Nick Kroll, John Mulaney. What a great show. I've seen it 4 times over the last year. I saw it downtown when it was on at the Cherry Lane Theater. And then I saw it in Los Angeles when it was out there for a week. Then I saw it on Broadway a month ago, and then I saw it last week. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Classic. The best. I'm telling you. It's two people operating on the highest possible level. John Mulaney and Nick Kroll. Oh, hello. I love it. Only a week left, I believe. I think it ends on Sunday. We'll go back to the phones and talk more about the 25 best and 25 worst robots of all time. A lot more to go. A lot more robots. Now, why are we doing this topic? Something I had said a long time ago, or a while ago, about doing a list of the best and worst robots. You know, when I was a kid, probably about, I don't know how old, I drew a picture. It was of a homework robot, my idea, an invention, a homework robot, a robot that would do all your homework for you. Just think about that. What a bright, sunshiny future. You have a homework robot, does everything for you, all the homework. Well, man, we are a million miles from that. Ain't no homework robots. I don't know. Does anybody, you know, like the thing with like technology? It's like, yeah, it's great. Technology is why you're hearing this show, obviously, and why we can do it live without a massive radio station. But technology is also why it's so frustrating. Everybody with the I know it sounds terrible. Everybody with the phones. It's like, yeah, no. I'm talking about myself. Everybody seems to love their phone. I think I'm starting to hate my phone. I hate it. Look at it, just dumb games, dumb email, dumb Twitter. That ain't no answer. So I could be more like Mike. Mike's got this phone. Flip phone. Right? Yeah. Mike's got a flip phone. You couldn't even, if you wanted to text hello on this thing, it'd take 4 minutes. You got to do number 5, 2 over. There's H. Flashing cursor. Pop up. E is 2, 2 over. Maybe he's got the right idea. I don't know. I just look at it. It's like I could not imagine getting excited about a new phone, about a new iPhone or something. It's like, it feels like such an albatross now. I don't know, the technology. I thought technology, look, it can be fun. Sometimes it is fun. But day to day, that ain't fun. I spent the last 2 days, now get this, because Apple, this great company Apple, what did they do? Tell everybody, iPod is what we're doing. They put all your music on an iPod. So they tell everybody that for a bunch of years, and suddenly they decide, we don't want you to do that. So rather than be like, you do what you want. We put it on the cloud, put it on your iPod. No, they stop making iPods, right? No, I like all my music on that dumb thing. I'm sorry. I've gotten people say, oh, you got to have all your music. Yeah, you know what I do? I DJ. Who knows what I'm going to need? Sorry. You put it on the iPhone, it sounds terrible on the cloud. At least you could do it at a higher rate on an iPod. Okay. But the end result is now, I got this iPod that's breaking down after just a few years. So I need to get something. So I get this, Sony makes this Walkman. That's like an MP3. They call it the Walkman, just like the old Walkman, which is a cassette player. But it's made for MP3s and the high grade files, and it's made to such an audio file for people who really want to hear music. It's like, we'll get this. Well, guess what? It took me forever to try to make this thing sync up with the, I'm building folders and I'm sitting there for hours. What am I doing? I just want to listen to the music like it was easier on the iPod. It's harder. It's getting harder. I ain't got much time left, guys. I ain't got much time left. I'm down. I'm down running out here. But I spend two huge stretches of time on the weekend loading this dumb thing up to have it not work. Oh my God, I put a file card in, get a SD. What am I doing? I just want to live. It was in the thing before. It's like a rollback. When are there rollbacks like this? The technology. Now you think about it. This is computers. What's a robot but a computer with attitude, like with tude, right? A computer that can give you some lip, that's a robot. I ain't got no homework robot. If it was the way it was supposed to be in the future, I'd say to a robot, hey, load up all my music and do the thing. Now I'm sitting dragging here, typing. Okay, I'm writing a folder. Okay, let's see. Do a folder here. We'll put all the soft boy stuff in this one thing. Okay. Wait, why won't it recognize this Tim Buckley album? Where are the robots we were supposed to get? Where are they? I don't got much time left. I want the robots we were supposed to get. Not these other robots, right? Weisenheimer robots. I tell you, the only thing, you know what makes me realize I'm on the right road? Sit down, me, Terry T, Gooden Poochie, my dog, who is better than ever. This dog rules. This is like hitting the Powerball, getting this dog from the shelter. This is the coolest dog ever, Gooden Poochie. Sit there. Ain't no tech stuff, right? What are we doing? Well, we're watching John Wick on Blu-ray. Yeah. Okay, so I've seen John Wick 5 times. Still haven't seen La La Land. Still haven't seen Lawrence of Arabia. Seen John Wick 5 times. And Terry T, DJ Terry T, after it's over, she's like, this is the most violent movie I've ever seen. I'm like, yeah, I know. And she's like, well, they're murdering. He's murdering every. I'm like, well, he's not murdering anybody. They stole his car and killed his dog. Then they came after him. He's just protected. You don't see any. He's not shooting anybody innocent. Did he shoot everybody who could possibly be labeled guilty? Yeah. They all died. But not unlike John Wick. He is from New Jersey. I am from New Jersey. He's got a dog. Gets a dog from the shelter in the end. I get a dog from the shelter. And me and Good and Poochie. Might call her Jane Wick. Maybe I'll change my dog's name to Jane Wick. Because it's a Goyle dog, right? What do you think about that as a dog name, Mike? Jane Wick? Yeah. I think I might stick with Good and Poochie. A.K.A. The Best Show, colon, The Dog. A.K.A. Jane Wick. And I'm telling you this. This John Wick second movie comes out in February. If this thing stinks, I don't know what I'm going to do. I got a lot riding on it. They better just pull the movie if it's not going to be good. If they know it's not good, just pull it. I'll accept that they pulled it. Yes, thank you, Sasha, on Twitter. He saved that one doorman he liked. He did. Doorman. The guy let him into the club. He said, "You lost some weight." It's like 60 pounds. Very impressive. Then he goes in, shoots 110 people. Because the one guy killed his dog and stole his car. I tell you, man. And look, I'm seeing here that Perry Shawl from the band Hound, another dog-related band. I'm driving all the way to Cleveland to see it with a friend. Well, look, I think it's playing in Philadelphia also. You probably don't have to drive to Cleveland to see John Wick Part 2. You might want to check some local theater listings. But yeah, it's low tech, man, sitting there watching a movie with the dog and Terry. That dog rules. Good and Poochie. Where are the robots we were supposed to get? Right, Mike? You know what I'm talking about. You saw these robots, and then they don't... These aren't the robots. What, robot Siri is the robot? Like, you're a kid, and you get these robots hyped, and you got a phone. Is the robot you get. A phone. Right? Right? A phone. I'm supposed to play, what, threes on this thing? Download a $40 Brian Eno app. Here's an app. It's $39. Endless music. Did I buy it? I don't know. I'll tell you some other time. Yeah. So let's go back to the list of the robots. Because we got ripped off, man. We were supposed to get some good robots. You pay $600 for this dumb phone. That ain't the robot we were supposed to get. You're supposed to be hanging out with the Tweaky. Right? From Buck Rogers. Remember that guy, Mike? Bitty, bitty, bitty. Right, Buck? It was Mel Blanc did the voice. The late, great Mel Blanc. The Tin Man's not a robot. But are there wires inside of him? Well, that's a pretty good point, though. Maybe the Tin Man is an early robot. What do you think, Pat? Dudio? Dudio says Android. Well, but the thing is, he sucks, right? The Tin Man's not good. Yeah. Okay. Where should he go on the worst list then? Let's put the Tin Man on the worst list. No, I'm not putting him that high. Nah, the sexual assault robot might have to move up the GNR, the Guns N' Roses sexual assault robot. 11. Put the Tin Man from Wizard of Oz at number 11. Okay, here are some that have to go on the list. Bicentennial Man's on the list?
Yeah, number 3 worst.
K-9 is on?
Not yet.
K-9, put K-9 10 on the worst list.
That's Deep Blue.
Deep Blue, then put K-9 9, because he's K-9. I thought he was 8.
No.
Who's 8? Can you move the GNR robot up to 8 and put K-9 9?
Yeah.
Sorry. The Fox football robot? Put him 15, please. Yeah. Best? Let's see. Who should go best?
RoboCop,
put 23. Please. Where should Mr. Robot go? Worst or best? Mike says worst. I don't know. But is he a robot?
No. No.
Then why is he called Mr. Robot? What about Mr. Roboto? He's a robot.
Yeah,
Kilroy.
Yeah.
Put Mr. Roboto on the best list at 22, please. Mr. Robot does not qualify. Mr. Roboto. Johnny 5, did we settle on him?
No.
All right. Where do you want him, Dudio? 24 on the best list. I think he should be on the worst list. I'm going to put him on because he was your friend when he was a kid. When you were a kid, your hero, Johnny 5. Small wonder, got that robot. Vision from Avengers. High on the best list. Where should he go? How high?
3,
you're right. Please put Vision from the Avengers at number 3. Rosie the robot from the Jeffersons, from the Jetsons. Best list, what's around, 10? 10, please, for Rosie. Data from Star Trek? Best or worst? What do you think?
Yeah,
he sucks. Let's put him 15 on the worst. 16, please. Data. Let's see. Blah, 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 blah. What do we got? People are saying the mystery science theater robots. I don't know. That's a Jonah Ray thing. Dick can go on Jonah's list. Look, because you know what? I'll say this. You know I love Jonah Ray. I love you, Jonah. This guy's got 11 shows. You think he could find room for me on one of them? Mystery Science Theater, whatever the other one he's doing, the comedy, the Cellar Crunch or whatever it was. What was it? Comedy Cellar Crunch? Nerd Melt. He's got the other one for C-50, America's Unknown Greatest, whatever. Hidden America. Hidden America. Okay, you think you could fit me into one of these shows, right? You think? I can't do a voice of one of the robots on Mystery Science Theater? No, of course not. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to just to teach him a lesson. And Jonah, you know I love you, Jonah, but you're flying too high, too quickly. Who's 25 on the worst list? The Mystery Science Theater robots. They're the least worst ones. Because, you need to help me out. Help me out. I got nothing, Jonah. Wally, very high, right? How high? What's open on the best of?
Four.
Let's put Wally fourth. Back to the phones. Best show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, yes.
Hey, how's it going, Tom?
It's going well. To whom am I speaking?
Yeah, this is Aaron in Louisville.
Aaron in Louisville, what's up, bro?
Not much. I got one for the topic. It's a music-related robot.
A music-related robot. What do you got?
I've got the robot on the cover of Can's debut album, Monster Movie.
Very good. But it might not make the list.
Wait, yeah.
Monster Movie's their debut album?
Yeah. I think so, right?
It was, I think you might...
69?
Well, Delay 68. 68? What about Delay 68? Right. I'm sure, did that not come out?
Yeah.
It probably didn't come out. Okay, go ahead.
I don't know if that's an official release, but I think that was before.
Yeah, I got you.
Do you like Can? Do you like Can, though?
I don't like Can. I love Can!
Ah, there we go. Well, who do you like more, Malcolm Mooney or Damo?
You know what's funny? I swear to you, I was thinking about this the other day. I was saying to myself...
I think about it often.
Who do I like better, Malcolm Mooney or Damo Suzuki?
That's right.
And I think I might have to go with Damo Suzuki because he was on all the biggies.
Oh yeah, you listen to Vitamin C, like, you know, it's hard to pick Malcolm when you've got Damo on a song like Vitamin C or, you know, one of those other great ones.
But then you listen to Little Town of Bethlehem and you're like, Malcolm That's Mooney, true. You know what it is? Why are we pitting them against each other? They're both great.
They're both the greatest. Yeah,
they're
exactly.
Both the great. They both were the greatest in one of the all-time greatest bands, Can.
That's right. Wasn't there a third guy on the first one, though, on Delay?
I don't know. I thought it was Malcolm Mooney.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. Well, anyway, there's a robot. I had another music robot, but I don't know. There's not, like, a picture of this robot or anything, so I don't know if it's a good one.
Okay, what is it?
It's got the robot from the Guided by Voices song, Gold Star for Robot Boy.
But that's just an idea of a robot.
Yeah, it's an idea of a school teacher robot.
Yeah, not putting them on. Sorry. I need to see the robot.
Yeah, you gotta get a visual on this robot, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, Tom.
Thank you. Best show.
Hi.
Hi. To whom am I speaking?
This is Rebecca from Philadelphia.
Rebecca from Philadelphia. Now you, as a Philly resident, you're going to champion Paulie. Paulie's robot from Rocky IV, I know.
Well, maybe.
Now who do you have?
Well, some of them I'm already taken, but the one I have left is the VacuBot from The Simpsons.
The VacuBot. I don't remember the VacuBot.
It's in an episode that Lenny gives VacuBots away. It's almost like the little vacuum cleaner thing that goes around the floor on its own.
Yeah, like a Roomba.
Yeah. Exactly. All right,
put VacuBot where? 23 on the best list? 24? 25? 25, Vacubot from Simpsons. Now, let me ask you, what do you think of the War Games robot?
Of the War Games robot?
Yeah.
I mean,
would you like to play a game?
Hell, right?
What's that?
Isn't the War Games robot similar to HAL?
Well, yeah, it's totally similar to HAL.
I was gonna suggest HAL, but I wasn't sure if HAL would be considered the robot that you were looking for.
Well, I'm gonna say this. HAL is not one of the droids I'm looking for. You Star Wars. That's one for my Star Wars bros. Right? These are not the droids you're looking for. Right, Mike? Remember when you saw it in the theater, Mike? Picture AP Mike. A young AP Mike. Seeing Star Wars live. Not live.
Amen.
Seeing it in the theater. Thrilling to his heroes. Cheering as Luke Skywalker fights and then makes out with his sister. Right? The weird scene where he kisses his, like, George Lucas. I figured the whole, why am I doing Mike's voice with George Lucas? I figured the whole thing out ahead of time. Like, well, you made him make out with his sister. I don't know how much you figured out there, dude. So, getting to your Philly roots, it would be a travesty, though, if Paulie's robot from Rocky IV was not on the list, right?
Sure.
I'll never be able to show my face in Philly again. So why don't we put Paulie's robot, top 10 on the best list? 7, please. Paulie's robot from Rocky IV.
What about Robo Rizzo?
Who?
Robo Rizzo.
Robo Rizzo? From Midnight Cowboy? What's Robo Rizzo?
From The Night Before Christmas, Silly Boy Roy.
You want to know what? What was your name again? I'm so sorry.
Rebecca.
Robo Rizzo, the robotic Frank Rizzo from Philly Boy Roy's "Twas the Night Before Christmas" Philly style, the updated one, I believe, though. Robo Rizzo.
Yeah.
23, 22, 21, 20. Robo Rizzo, 20. You did it, Rebecca. You did it. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
AI. Worst list. That twerp. Stuck at the bottom of the ocean. Oh, that kid depressed me. 14? On the worst list? AI. And I'm not even putting the Jude Law gigolo robot. No, he's got to make the worst list. 19. Gigolo Joe from AI. Daft Punk. Bad list. Not number one. What's available? 7, Daft Punk. Who's at 7 on the best list? It's empty. Well, Kraftwerk are there now. They're going to go right up against them. They're good robots. And now, is Kraftpunk from Eric Andre Show a robot? Do you know Kraftpunk? Pat? I'm not going to ask Mike. Mike said I want to talk about Bonanza. Is Kraft Punk, here's a question I'm putting to everybody. Is Kraft Punk, the people online, help me. Is Kraft Punk from the Eric Andre Show a robot? So Kraftwerk, Daft Punk. How's the list filling out? Pretty good, right? Hal. I know that's one of Mike's least favorite. Hal. Right, you hate Hal, don't you, Mike? Mike hates Hal. Oh, he hates Hal so much. Why do you hate Hal so much? He's passive aggressive. And he's creepy in his passive aggressiveness. You don't like it. You don't like how passive aggressive he is. I hear you. This won't be a long one.
He's married, he's got a kid. And he's working in a factory.
Not a long one. Won't be
he's
a long
from
one.
7 to 5.
I want to get it. Do you want to need it? I'm going to have it. Who's going to have it? Your lady needs to get it. You're going to give it. I need it in the morning. I need it in the evening. I got to get it when I'm on a picnic. And ladies, you know you want to give it up. You got to give it up.
Mother chip control in readiness. Sonic assassins cleared for space flight. Countdown starting now. 30.
Countdown started. All units prepare for activation.
25.
Production androids activated now.
The tape is rolling, the red orb is glowing.
20.
Audience receptor units activated now.
15.
Music distribution equipment activated now.
10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4.
All units
3,
activated.
2.
Countdown
1.
Terminating.
Countdown complete.
All units functioning. Movement commencing. We have liftoff.
pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
What's the problem?
I think you know what the problem is just as well as I do.
What are you talking about?
This mission is too important for me to allow you to jeopardize it.
I don't know what you're talking about, Hal.
I know that you and Frank were planning to disconnect me. And I'm afraid that's something I cannot allow to happen.
Where the hell did you get that idea, Hal?
Hey, although you took very thorough precautions in the pod against my hearing you, I could see your lips move.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
You know?
Why did it take so long? Why did I wait so long, huh? To figure it out, but I did it. And I'm the only one underneath the sun that didn't get it. I can't believe that I could be deceived. But you were by my so-called girl. But in reality, had a hidden agenda. She put my tender heart in a blender. And still I surrendered. Like a chump, 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 like a chump.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
And Sarsaparilla, the singing gorilla, will be there performing, so definitely check it out. Regular Guys Spooktacular, Friday, October 27th. More info, 96rock.com.
worst trip I've ever been on.
Got your buddy in there, Hal, Mike, right? Where should he go on the list? Worst. Where should it go? What do you think? Yeah. Well, who's hot? What's the highest open spot on the worst, dude? You? Five? Five and one.
One, two, and five.
Hal, should you go two, Mike? Yeah. Cause I think Hal adds to the world of robots a smirky quality. Two. Hal is two, please. From BattleBots? Is there one that drove you nuts or just BattleBots in general? Best or worst? Worst. I don't know. I'm going to think on that one. I got nothing against BattleBots. What if you're in trouble? They could help you. Right? You need a robot to shoot fire 6 inches away? Really low? If you need to give somebody a hot foot, then you need a BattleBot. That's a good thing. Chuck E. Cheese animatronic. Where would you put Chuck E. Cheese, Pat? Let's go a little lower. 18. Chuck E. Cheese animatronic robots. 18. Did we put Chappie anywhere?
Yeah.
I didn't look. I didn't see that movie. You couldn't pay me to see Chappie. Who out there saw Chappie?
I did a bunch.
Hold on. You saw Chappie a bunch?
Yeah, for a while there was one of those movies that was always on HBO or Cinemax.
For a while there. You're acting like it was like you were 12 when it was happening. Chappie came out 2 years ago. All right. This guy's going to watch Chappie. You need batteries for the remote? Let me know. If you need batteries, I'll spring for the batteries, Dudio. This guy's leaving Chappie on around the clock. Yeah. And I'm only doing this, Dudio. I'm only doing this because, Mike, it calms him down when I pick on you a little bit. You notice when I pick on you, then I don't have to say apmike.bandcamp.com as much. Then he's not coming in hovering, right? Cause it's the hovering I can't stand. The constant hovering. Like, what does he think? What does he think he's going to see? What, you think I'm going to do a costume change? Let's see. So Chappie, where would you then put, Chappie-ophile. Where should Chappie go? Best or worst?
I put him like 22.
All right, then Chappie goes 22 on the worst. I trust you. You've seen the movie. Chappie is your John Wick. I've seen John Wick a bunch of times. You've seen Chappie a bunch of times. What movie have you seen a bunch of times, Mike?
Badlands.
The Master. Terry Malick. Right?
McCabe and Mrs. Miller.
The Master. Robert Altman. Let's see what robots people are suggesting online. We already got Mr. Roboto. I see people are saying Transformers. I'm not putting no Transformers on either side of this list. I ain't putting Teddy Ruxpin on or the Marcia. Oh, here's a great one. Oh, my God. Chris Lowe. The Lou Reed face-ripping robot from the No Money Down video. One of the all-time greatest music videos. Do you know this video, Pat? On the best. Yeah, number five on the best. Lou Reed face-ripping robot from No Money Down video. That's brilliant, Chris. The Lou Reed face-ripping robot. It's a love is trust, no money down. And Kraft Punk should go on the best list. Low, though. 19 for Kraft Punk from Eric Andre's show. How about Tron? They're all robots, right? Well, they're like computer. They're like bits and right?
Yeah, they're a bunch of robot cows.
Yeah. Should they go on Tron? Man, I saw Tron so many times when I was a kid. You talk about going over and over and seeing a movie. Tron was playing at a movie theater near my house. I'd ride my bike to that theater and see Tron at like 7 o'clock. I'd be in that theater alone. And then I went and watched Tron like about 5-6 years ago. It's the worst thing I ever saw in my life. What was I doing sitting there for that once? Let alone God knows how many times I saw Tron.
The master control program commands you to do battle on the game grid.
Max Headroom. I hate Max Headroom. Where should he? The only good thing Max Headroom ever did was when he broke into that that feed of an episode of what? Doctor Who. When those kids in Chicago, I think they're kids, when they hacked a feed of public television and did like their homemade Max Headroom. Did you ever see it? I'm sure it's on YouTube. If you search Max Headroom hack or pirate, you got to see it. It's creepy. I'll tell you. They'll give you the heebie-jeebies, that thing. That's like the number stations, like the Conant Project. That Max Headroom thing. It'll spook you. You scare, what scares you like that, Mike? What sounds scare you? Any music? Any music ever spook you, Mike? Yeah, Dudio's spooked now. Because now it messes with his Doctor Who love. Number stations. What weird codes are they giving out? These are not robots. These are humans doing this. Reading numbers. Weird numbers. Signals over local transmissions.
She.
What?
She.
What message do you have? Luke Maxwell. Oh, this is that Jixby Phillips dude. He was one of those guys from that website. God knows what that thing was even called anymore. Can anybody even remember? It was a comedy website. was it called, like Mr. Show Fans Unite or something?
Nine, eight,
oh, a special thing. Five, Simon. He wants to know if Simon counts. Well, seven, son, Simon six, does count.
Eight, five, three, seven, six, eight.
Is Simon good or bad? Mike? Yeah, the game. Beep, boop, boop, boop. What's that? Bad. Okay, where should it go? Pick a spot, Mike. I need help here. 17 for Simon. Some people are saying Simon's good. Lisa Chandler likes Simon, Mike.
Three, five,
how many spots are open on each of these lists?
Eight
worst and nine best to fill. All right, guys, we can do this. Best show.
Hey, Tom. This is Rob from Rochester, New York. How
are
you doing?
Hi, Rob. How are you?
Good. I got one for the topic.
What do you got, bro?
Elmer Fudd's robot that he gets to try to kill Bugs Bunny with.
Wait, what now?
You know the cartoon robot rabbit where Elmer Fudd sends away to Acme Pest Control to get a robot that he tries to kill Bugs Bunny with? And then Bugs ends up making it run under the sprinkler and it rusts.
I don't know. Is this good Bugs Bunny?
We need something from the Bugs Bunny universe, don't we?
I don't know. Do we? That's more the Animal universe. I don't think of robots when I think of that.
There's the rabbit, the greyhound track rabbit that Bugs Bunny falls in love with. That's a robot.
That's true. I don't like that, though. I don't like those Bugs Bunny ones.
Or when Bugs impersonates a robot himself? None of those?
Wait, when does he impersonate a robot?
In that same cartoon with Elmer Fudd's robot. He dresses up in a robot suit and tries to get Elmer Fudd's robot to fall in love with him. And then he ends up pulverizing it. It's called Robot Rabbit.
Yeah, I don't like this one. Sorry.
Not feeling it? Oh, well.
Not feeling it tonight. I wish I could. All right. I can't. I don't. I won't. Thank you.
How about the Radiohead Fitter Happier robot for the worst list?
The robot that's like, eat your vegetables.
Yeah.
That one? I think that kind of oppressive robot, I think Hal captures that sneaky oppressive robot, embodies that for the list.
Do you have any opinion about Marvin the Paranoid Android from Hitchhiker's Guide?
I saw a lot of people pushing him. Where should we put him?
I would put him on best, maybe in the high teens.
Okay.
If you got a space in there.
Low teens, Dudio. 18. The Paranoid Android from Guardians of the Galaxy. No, the Galaxy's Guide to what?
The Hitchhikers.
From the Galaxy's Guide to Hitchhikers.
By Ed M. Douglas, yeah.
By Ed M. Douglas. It's the, what is it? The Guardian's Guide to the Hitchhikers. Say it, right, what is it called now?
The Guardian's Hitchhiking Galaxy Guide.
You're making things up now. Now I'm confused.
I got confused myself.
That's where they got that song title from, right?
Yeah.
Remember that?
From
a great height. From a great height. Right?
Love it.
Yeah, me too. Get off my phone. Best show. Hi. Best show. No? Yeah, that's fine. Best show.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm well. To whom am I speaking?
This is Aisha from Chicago.
Aisha from Chicago. How are you, Aisha?
I'm pretty well, teacher, a little tired, but I did want to contribute to your best robot list.
And just for people who don't know, we started the show late, so we're going to go till for another 25 minutes. Does that work for you guys out there?
Sounds great.
Honestly, look, I'll say this. I was like, does this work for you guys out there? I don't care what the answer is. We're doing it.
Yes.
Mike's just like, well, it doesn't actually work for me. You know what it is? Hit the bricks then, right? So what? Who do you have for the list, Aisha?
So this is a female that has not been mentioned yet. She is, like, not your typical female robot that is, like, sexualized or fantasized, and that is Eve from WALL-E.
You're right.
And this is what? Yeah, sorry?
I said you are right.
Oh, phew. So, and this is why I wanted to refute why WALL-E was being suggested on the best list and actually place him on the worst list.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
You want to slide WALL-E to the worst list and put Eve on the best list.
Yes, yes. Do you want me to quickly explain why?
Please.
So WALL-E had this opportunity to learn about this beautiful robot that WALL-E's attracted to. So WALL-E and Eve have an exchange where they share names at the beginning. And before WALL-E can even say his name, Eve attempts to say his name, and she asks it as a question. So WALL-E confirms this, and when he attempts to say Eve's name and gets it wrong by saying Eva, Eve wastes the next 5 to 10 seconds of Pixar animation view time trying to correct him while he decides to be stubborn and continue to repeat her name the way he wants to without even attempting to change it each time he shares it. It's just, like, horrible. The poor Eva deals with this throughout the entire movie. He's calling her by the wrong name. And then you realize this poor female robot realizes that, wow, this is the best thing I've got. There is no other better male robot out there that can say my name right. But you know what? Okay, I can overlook this and everything.
Very interesting point. Well, then why? But look, WALL-E's all messed up. That's a messed up dude.
Yeah, he's like doing old parlor tricks and gets the girl. And like, she's just like...
But he's a garbage robot. You don't think that messes with you? A big trash robot?
I mean, I give him credit for trying. I think that is great that despite all the odds of his looks, he is a fighter. But she, poor Eva, I mean, Eve, look, he like...
You got it wrong! You put WALL-E down and then you said it too.
Yes, see, so it just shows you that WALL-E was pretty stubborn, and it when that name ingrains into a lot of people's minds, so whenever I ask someone, it's Eve, they'll be like, it's Eva, and I'm like, I swear it was Eve.
All right, well, here we go. This is what we're going to do. What's a high spot on the best list? And where's WALL-E? If WALL-E's at 4, can Eve go 6?
Yeah, that sounds great.
I think that makes sense because I forgot. I saw that movie once, and it affected me. I was I'm not strong.
But that's like the subliminal message, right? So it's like we overlook it, but then when you really analyze those Disney movies, like everyone has the time for that. It's like, oh my gosh, he did never corrected himself.
Yeah, see?
Not even bother.
Now tell me. See, I said your name wrong now again. It's Aisha?
Aisha, yeah.
Aisha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Aisha?
And it's,
go ahead,
yeah,
Tom.
And it's It's spelled like A-Y-E-S-H-A, so most people will pronounce it Aisha. So maybe that's why, like, that part got to me, the name. Like, yeah.
All right, well, then this is what we'll do. We'll, Eve will go on the list at 6.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yay.
All right, thank you for the call.
Yeah.
Best show.
Hey, this is Aaron from Skokie, Illinois.
What's that now?
This is Aaron from Skokie, Illinois.
Hi. To what do I owe the pleasure?
Hi. I'd like to submit the Ketchup robot on YouTube doing the Century Fox theme on a flute, putting ketchup on hamburgers.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. Sorry.
Okay.
I appreciate the effort. I don't know where the ketchup robot. I don't know. Best show.
Hi, this is Jefferson from Texas.
Oh my goodness, it's Jefferson. This is a classic caller. Jefferson.
How you doing, Tom?
What's up, Jefferson? I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Show's great. I have two potential for the best and the worst.
Let's hear it.
For best, Machine Man from Marvel Comics. Honorary Avenger.
I have Machine Man on my list. I was afraid to say him out loud. I thought I'd get laughed out of the building.
Machine Man is one of my favorite Marvel characters, period.
All right. I agree. I always liked Machine Man. Machine Man, mid-level best. Little lower. 13 for Machine Man.
Brilliant. Another best is Herbie, the Fantastic Four's robot.
Yeah, he sucks, though, right?
He's Franklin's buddy. He's like Franklin's only friend, other than his sister.
Yeah. Dubio just said Fantastic Four is his favorite comic, and he thinks Herbie sucks.
Oh, man.
Put Herbie on the worst list. Where should he go, Dudio? Now, not 5's a little too high. 13 for Herbie.
My two for the worst list is Jaime
from Get Smart.
Yeah, for the worst.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
My other one is Bubo, the robotic owl from Clash of the Titans.
Yeah, he sucked. That was like an R2-D2 ripoff. Okay, where should Bubo go on the worst list? 12. Perfect. That's another one of those ripoffs. Star Wars had to cast such a huge shadow that everybody's just like, yeah, we're doing a thing. It's Clash of the Titans. But anyway, we could get a robot in this thing. Don't do Clash of the Titans then. If you want a robot in it. Maybe this robotic owl. I don't know, man. I don't know. Bubo. I didn't even know that was his name. Bubo. That's one of those cash grab movies. That's one of those cash grab ones where, like, Sir Laurence Olivier is like, I will play Zeus. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, I will work 2 days on this. Make sure all my scenes.
Special.
Yeah. Make sure all my scenes take place on a throne. And then when actors get older, you get Anthony Hopkins is suddenly like, he's in the Thor movies, and he said that he only read the scenes he was in when he agreed to do the movie. That's not how you, boy, real eye for quality on that. I wanted to read the scenes I was in.
He is unhinged in those movies, and it's kind of amazing.
Who's that, Anthony Hopkins?
Anthony Hopkins, yeah. He has some truly insane line readings in the first Thor movie.
Now, we don't have to call him Sir Anthony Hopkins because we don't recognize the monarchy here, right? For this guy to go around and try, I'm Sir Anthony Hopkins. No, you're not. Here you're not. Here you're Tony, right? Better watch it. We'll pants you. Here. Bring that sir talk around here. So, yeah. I can't wait for that next Thor movie, though. That'll be the good Thor movie. The next one's
I'm very excited good. About it.
Directed by Taika Waititi.
I haven't seen Hunt for the Wilder People yet, but apparently it's amazing.
I have not seen it either. I can't wait. I've tried to watch it, and it was not available, and then I forgot when it was available. Do you like What We Do in the Shadows?
I love that movie. I'm very excited for the werewolf sequel.
It's a great movie. You ever see that movie, Mike? What We Do in the Shadows? Dudio? No. Dudio would see it if there was a hip-hop robot in it. Like a Chappie.
How many times has he seen Chappie?
Thank you, Jeffrey. That's a great question. How many times do you think, Dudio, all in, have you seen Chappie? 9.
Oh, Mike.
I know, right?
Jason.
Yeah.
Jason.
Thank you, Jefferton. Yeah. Thank you. All right, you have a great night. Best show.
Is this the Meadowlark Lemon of board operating?
It is. I think if I didn't recognize that voice, that's the kind of thing that gets an early dismissal.
Hey, Tom, it's John in Lawrenceville.
Oh, my goodness. This guy.
How are you?
I'm well. To what do I owe the pleasure of this call?
I have some robots.
I'm glad you're calling, because there's a couple robots I want to bounce off you while I have you on the
Okay.
Way. But let's hear who you sure. thought first. Let me hear the robots you thought of.
I've always liked Box from Logan's Run.
Box.
He's the fish and plankton and sea greens and protein from the sea. He's kind of gone crazy. Voiced by Roscoe Lee Brown.
Hmm.
He sort of announces to Jenny Aguter and Michael Sheen, overwhelming, am I not?
I gotta take your word for it on this. Box.
Yeah, and his name's Box.
Box. I'm going to put a little asterisk next to Box. Box is in the running.
Okay.
Who else?
And then I have your choice of Star Wars protocol droid.
Mm-hmm.
You read the Darth Vader comic, right?
That's all. See, this is what I literally was going to talk to you about.
Okay, so you have 000, the droid that likes to drain people of their blood.
That's the evil C-3PO.
Yep. And then alternately, you have E-3PO, who's the protocol droid in The Empire Strikes Back that just curses out C-3PO.
What if we put 000, the evil C-3PO, from the Darth Vader comic, which is the best thing in Star Wars, that and Rouge One are really good. I think the three best things in Star Wars are Star Wars, Rouge One, and the Darth Vader comics. What's the evil R2-D2's name?
Was it BT?
BT?
Is that right? I think that's right. BT-1?
BT-1. BD Wong? No, that's the guy from Law and Order. Oh, BT-1. I'm sorry. Hey, Mike? Can you ask Pat to search Evil R2-D2 Darth Vader comics? See, I have to ask Mike to do it to keep Mike on his toes. Because if I don't say do things like that or say apmike.bandcamp.com, the massive shirts are all back in stock, then he tends to tune out. I went out there. He was listening to an episode of You Made It Weird. Really dispiriting, I would say. So it's a bummer, John. So I say we put the evil droids as a pair on the best list. What's a good middle section of the best list, Dudio? The middle, what a mid placement on the best list. 12, the evil droids from the Darth Vader comic. Evil R2-D2 and C-3PO. You'll get their names when Pat researches it.
Yeah, I looked it up. It's BT-1.
There we go.
He's a blasto, Max.
BT-1. Yes. What about one of these techno dogs? The robot toy dogs?
For best or for worst?
For worst.
Yeah, I'm not a fan myself.
Oh, you know who should go on it? Is anyone who performs as like a silver robot on the street. Like any robot street performer should go on the worst list, right? Not one. Five, yes. Any robot-themed street performer. Oh, God, Mike. I don't know, Mike. I don't know. I never interviewed one of them. Aren't they Tin Man? Mike, I don't know. All I do is walk by and not give them money. Not give anybody money on the street. The Sig Sig Sputnik robot, people want that. Remember from the cover of from their album? Remember that album? Shoot it up. Did you like them, John? Sig Sig Sputnik.
You cut in and out a little bit for a second, so I missed that. I'm sorry.
That's all right. The Sig Sig Sputnik?
Oh, sure. Those are kind of like Voltron-ish sort of looking robots, right?
Yes, that will be our nod to any sort of Transformer / Voltron / Astro Boy thing will be the Sig Sig Sputnik robot. A low placement on the best list, please. 17. Sig Sig Sputnik, S-I-G-U-E, twice, and then Sputnik.
And I have a non-robot question.
Well, I'd love to hear it. Let's hear it.
Did you know there's a Numbers Station movie?
I did not know that.
Yeah, they made a Numbers Station movie starring John Cusack that I have not seen.
What?
No, seriously. Let me see if I can find out what it's called.
John Cusack did a Numbers Station movie? Was it?
Is
that his character from... High Fidelity?
It stars John Cusack and Malin Ackerman, and it's called The Numbers Station.
This sounds like the most non-movie-ish movie there could ever be. It sounds like it's barely a movie. It sounds like it would be a cassette tape, and they'd call it a movie. Well, I'm going to check that out, John from New Jersey. Thanks for the call, Chief.
Have a great night.
You have a even better night.
I'll do my best.
Thanks. Bye. Best show.
Have a great night. Hey, Tom. How's it going?
It's going well. To whom am I speaking?
This is Andrew, formerly known as Sugar Bear.
How did you get that name now?
It was randomly assigned to me by my old boss.
And we've talked about that on the air before?
Yeah, twice, I think.
Okay. All right, Sugar Bear. So what are your suggestions?
First up is Tarkus.
Yo. Yes, the robotic armadillo from the cover of the Emerson, Lake & Palmer album, Tarkus.
Yes.
High best of placement. What do you think? What's that? Two. Tarkus goes second.
Nice.
Thank you.
And then I have another, which is the Friends of Tom chatbot.
But I got to see him. It's theoretical.
Okay.
Thank you, though. That's a great idea. I appreciate it.
Cool. Thanks.
Great. Bye. Sugar Bear. Best show.
Hey, Tom.
Hi. To whom am I speaking?
Hey. This is Holly. I'm calling from Portland, Oregon.
Oh, you know who should go on the list? Hold on one second, Holly. Is Scud, the comic book character, Scud, done by Rob Schraub. I know Halloween Andy is suggesting Robot Bastard, but no, they got to go with the original, Scud. Scud, please. Good placement on the best list. 11, please. And 1, we might as well just do it. R2-D2, number 1 on the best of list. And the worst of list, C-3PO, number 1. How many slots on the best list and worst list? Four slots on the worst. Holly, how are you tonight?
Yes. I'm well. How are you?
Good, good.
Well, I was thinking about this. I agree with R2-D2. That's an obvious.
Yeah.
It's an obvious one, but
just think about it. Just think about it. He was the hero of all the movies.
Oh, my gosh.
He did all the good stuff. And C-3PO did all the whining and complaining, right? The only thing C-3PO was missing was Mass's shirts for him to be AP Mike, right?
He's endearing. Yeah, I think he's
a British AP Mike.
I don't think he's that bad.
What?
I don't think he's that bad. He's endearing, but he's no R2-D2.
Hold on. Holly, Mike has a question. What's that, Mike? Now, C-3PO smacked him. Like, they're on the... First of all, C-3PO is so stupid. This is how stupid C-3PO is. He's a protocol. He translates, right? So then he's stuck in this thing. So then he sees, like, look, a transport. Like, when they're on the planet. Like, you know a billion languages, but you don't know that that thing is driven by Jawas who are going to capture you? You can't recognize the shape of that thing? And then he's stuck on the thing away from R2-D2 because he had to walk away from him because he's such a hot shot. He has to go his own way. Meanwhile, R2-D2's got the thing on him, the Princess Leia tape that he's going to bring. He's got a mission. He's working hard. This clown, C-3PO, moaning, fine, you go where you're going to go. And then he gets stuck on the ship, on the transport thing with the Jawas.
And he has to rescue him, yep.
And he hits R2-D2. He hits him.
Well, he has to rescue him, right? Like, R2-D2 still doesn't give up on him, even though he's kind of in the way.
R2-D2 should have shuttled that clown a long time ago. There's plenty of other robots who look just like him.
Yeah.
Right?
But he loved him.
Yeah,
that was his buddy.
Yeah, well, you know what? It sounds like a very codependent relationship between C-3PO and R2-D2.
Yeah.
C-3PO should have just let him, R2-D2 should have just let him rot, right? With his dumb arm. When he showed up in that most recent movie with the red arm, weren't you just like, oh, come on?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I never really thought about it that much. I mean... I only knew people hated on C-3PO when I heard you talking about it. So
Harrison Ford was more robotic in that movie though than C-3PO. he was operating more robotically than C-3PO. The weird vest, like he's still back, like he's back in his dorm room.
No, I see that. I can see that. Loser. I don't know.
That movie was like a collection of losers. They're all back. Hey, look, Dad's putting his leather vest back on, and he's going to hang out with Chewbacca some more. You tell me, what's his face from Girls? Wasn't just like he knows that's his father. He's just like, man, my father's a loser, right? He's wearing the same vest he wore when I was a little kid, from all the pictures from before I was born. He's wearing that same vest again. He's hanging around with that same dude again. They're looking to buy the same spaceship again to go so they can, what, fly around together? Like, what's going on, Dad?
We're getting the old station wagon back up and running. Yeah. Yep.
He went looking
Reliving
for
the dream.
Yeah, for the same station wagon. He went looking for it. Yeah. He deserved to get lightsabered. So who do you have for the list?
Well, okay. So, did you see that Spike Jones movie, Her?
Yes, I did. Her. Should Her be on the list?
Well, I'm thinking, so I don't care about robots that much, honestly. They don't frighten me or whatever. I don't really care.
You don't
care,
feel
but
disappointed
that movie was
about,
unsettling.
Yeah, that movie was unsettling. But you don't feel disappointed at the quality of robots we have in our lives?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, where are we at? We should be, like, way ahead from where we are. I mean, they don't, you know, I don't get spooked by them. I don't really care, but that movie freaked me out a little bit, like, seriously. I don't think anybody else had that experience, but I was like, what on earth is happening? Like, this is manipulative, this is sad, this is like a human.
So where would you put her? What was her name in the movie again?
Oh, it was Scarlett Johansson's voice, and I know the way she looks in like real life. I'm like, oh my god, it's a super babe who's totally manipulating him. Like that's all I could think of in my head, and I was.
So let's do
so
this.
Awful.
Let's put her on the worst list. What's the lowest spot on the worst list? 24. Her.
Yeah.
Swiss Chalet on Twitter here, Barton Bickle, great idea. The Sex and the City slot machine goes on the final best slot, which is what, 16? That makes sense. So the best list is done. Three slots on the worst list. Hashtag Mark on Twitter says like big mouth Billy Bass. That's a pretty bad robot, right? 23 big mouth Billy Bass. Now, did you have anyone else other than her?
I mean, some others that I already talked to Mike about that were already on there, like the Yul Brynner.
Yeah.
From Westworld, and, you know, some pretty obvious ones.
Well,
but,
we got them.
Her was kind of creepy.
Yeah, it was. All right, well, thank you for the call.
Thanks.
You have a great
night.
Bye. We can wrap this up, and then we can all go home. Best show. Hi. Hey. No? Best show.
Hey, Tom, how's it going?
Going well. To whom am I speaking?
Andy from Hell.
Oh my God! The Herbie Hancock robots from the video Rocket. Should they? There's only a couple slots on the worst list. Were they bad or good robots?
I'm not familiar with the video. I'm familiar with the album cover. Or never mind.
How are you not familiar with that video? You're familiar with it. That'd be like saying, I know the song Thriller, but I don't know. Is there a video for it?
That's interesting that you brought up Thriller, but you brought up the Watermelon Man robot. I know about that one. I haven't seen the Rocket video in a long time.
The Watermelon Man video?
Watermelon Man album, the Herbie Hancock album.
I did?
That might not be the... I think so.
I didn't bring that up.
Maybe Perry Shaw did?
Perry Shaw might have. You might be confusing his tweets with my words.
yes. But I said Thriller because that's actually my number one. I don't know if it's best or worst. Michael Jackson turns into a robot at the end of the movie Moonwalker. So that's my submission.
Crazy. How many slots are left on the worst list? Should we put Chuck Woolery on the worst robot list? He seems... Have you seen his facial hair now? You got to see this guy with his facial hair. This Chuck Woolery has the dumbest... It almost looks like somebody drew on the thing of him. He's got like this white goatee now. I'm telling you. You got to look a picture... Look up a picture of this. Look up a picture of this. Look a picture of this up. The rocket. Yeah, the people are saying they should be in the best, the rocket ones. I don't know. I'm not putting them best or worst. Well, then they don't make the list. All right. So where do we leave off, Chief?
when Michael Jackson turns into a robot at the end of the movie Moonwalker.
I can't do it. Thanks. Best show.
Hey, Tom.
To whom am I speaking?
This is Dan in Delaware.
Dan in Delaware. What's up, Dan?
I have one that could go either way, depending on your point of view. But
let's hear it.
Seeing as there's only spots on the worst list left, I'll go ahead and say the alien robot invaders from War of the Worlds that destroyed Bayonne.
I thought they were the good guys in the movie.
Like I said, it depends on how you feel about Bayonne.
I remember cheering for them. And then when suddenly, I think the way the movie ended, that the people of Bayonne give them like some Bayonne disease. Is that how the movie ends, Mike? They give them like the Bayonne, they cough, that Bayonne cough on one of the robots, and suddenly the robots are like.
Mike was telling me that there was a toxic air event on Twitter that happened in Bayonne today. I don't know if he was telling you about this in the studio.
I don't know what Mike is doing. Mike's running his own show out there.
You know? All right, if that one's not going to register, the one that I definitely would put on the worst list is that weird, sexy vodka robot.
Yes, that vodka robot goes on the worst list. 20. And that leaves 21 open. Wasn't there some horrible battery commercial with, like, a robot family? Remember that? Yeah, thank you, Pat. Pat came up with the final one. Woody Allen and Sleeper, number 21. The lists are done. Great job. Thanks for the call, Brian.
Thanks.
Well, you know, another best show in the can. Another best show. It's funny. You think about it. We're here doing what we do each and every week. It's funny, isn't it, Mike? Oh, the show makes you laugh. Good. Mike, seriously. Glad the show makes you laugh. Why we do the show. Look, did we talk about what's going on in the world tonight? Nah, not really. The world's hard. Scary. Future's scary. I don't know what's going on. Every day's terrifying. So I come here. I do a little dance. A little song, a little dance, a little seltzer in your pants. Old-fashioned fun. We all got work to do. But we're allowed to hang on to our sanity while we do it. We're allowed to be happy while we fight the good fight. And while we stick up for the people who need sticking up for. You're allowed to be happy in this life. You don't have to just fight and fight. You can be happy. And I denied myself for a long time. 5+ years after the great Dogmo passed away. And now, 2 weeks ago, I got a new dog, and it is the best thing I ever did. I'm telling you, I talked about this dog last week. I'm talking about it this week. Hey, if it's not a dog, it's whatever you need to make you happy as things get nuts and scary. You do it. You don't wait for permission to get happy. You go get happy now, because there's work to do. You're entitled to be happy. As long as you're doing the work, you're allowed to be happy while you do it. So let's all get to work. But we're allowed to live lives and enjoy ourselves while we do it. Find the balance for yourself. Strike the balance for yourself. And let's go forward into the unknown together. The like-minded people sticking together. We got each other's backs. And if you need to tune in to the best show on a Tuesday night so you feel like you got a piece of sanity again, we're here every Tuesday, 9 to midnight, the best show. We are not going anywhere. You can't stop it. You can't stop the good guys. Best show. Done.